What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Peace and love. It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. So yeah, guys, you know, we have Natalie Carr here. Let's give it up for Natalie Carr. Let's make her feel welcome. Natalie, welcome to the Artist Spotlight. I already told the people a little bit about how you got here because, you know, there are, our DMs get really angry. A lot of people, I don't know, our DMs get really angry. And people, people really be like, why I can't, man, no. I'm the, and it's like, I want you to understand, this is the music business. She's great at music, but she understands it's a business and she does whatever it takes. And in business, you have to do whatever it takes to get your brand out there. In this case, your brand is you. So I want to tell you, I give you props for how this got here because it kind of, I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Tassie was like, Natalie Carr, okay, cool, no problem. So what do you want to do? Do you want to talk to Jack? Well, she's my friend. As soon as I say you want to talk to Jack, she says she's my friend. Put it on the schedule. It's like, it's done. And then she's like, she's bringing data. So I'm like, I like it even more. So I just want to ask you, Natalie, tell us where you from and a little bit about who you are.
Yeah, so I am from Stamford, Connecticut, which is about like 45 minutes outside of New York City.
Yep.
So my mom is from the Bronx, Italian.
Nice.
My dad is like Irish. So nice. One of like
you grew up in a tough family.
Yeah, like yeah. Oh, very much. A lot of yelling. That's where I get it from. All my swearing and my songs. And yeah, I came to North Carolina. So I live in Charlotte now.
Okay. Nice.
So I went to college. I went to Duke and I graduated. And then I just kind of ended up in Charlotte because I didn't really know where to go. I didn't really know what to do. I didn't really have any money saved. I was like, I don't know if I can like make LA work or Nashville or Atlanta at the time. Probably would have been a great choice. But I made my bed in Charlotte and have been releasing singles for the last like 4 years, I would say.
Yeah.
Like 3 years, nice. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Like since COVID. And yeah, I'm putting out my debut EP in 2 months.
Okay, what's it called?
Which is crazy. Rotten.
Rotten. Okay, how many songs?
Seven, actually. Yeah.
Seven songs.
Hopefully we can fit them all on there. I don't know if one of them is going to have to like be a deluxe on it. But
why would it be a deluxe?
I don't know. I think there's a time limit. You know, I should be asking you.
I think an EP is under eight
seven.
Songs, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Anything over nine straight. Songs to, is to an nine. Album,
definitely.
Right?
Album.
If it's EP, it's eight songs. And I think eight it has to be like eight or less. And I think it's like 45 minutes or like less than an hour or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Could be considered an
EP. I'm good. Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah, you good.
There's no deluxe coming, so don't get your hopes up.
Yeah. Yeah. So where did you get this mindset of a hustler? And one thing I do gotta give props for is when I was off camera, when I was celebrating her, she was like, I can't allow my manager to help me too. So I appreciate that. Because a lot of people, a lot of artists like to be they want to be the whole Avengers.
Yeah.
And you don't, by the way, you don't have to be the whole Avengers to win. You can be Iron Man and have your own movie and still be a part of the Avengers. So when you did that, it really made me like you more because the unsung heroes are the guys who are behind the scenes and the girls who are behind the scenes putting your life, your goal, your dream, even though it's all of them benefit, but you still are human.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm selling this bottle of water where it's like, okay, cool. Business is over. Give me $100 million. I'm selling it. I'm going home. They try to sell your contract. You're like, who the hell said y'all can do that? You know what I mean? Look at Taylor Swift did the scooter when he did everything in the right of the law, but it still felt wrong.
Yeah, it still felt wrong.
Yeah. So I like that about you. But I want that, like, where does that mentality come from? Where does that appreciation for people? Who put that in you? Because that's not something that we talk about with artists, but it's something that you and I both know, all of us know that's what helps a lot of artists go further.
Yeah.
Because if you're a nice person and I'm working hard and you're talented, I might get up at 5 o'clock, but I'm going to stay to 6.
Yeah.
Because Natalie really is. I'm going to stay an extra hour because she really out here going hard. But if I don't like you, I'm gone at 5:59.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So where did that come from, that mentality to like understand people, include people? Like, where did that come from?
Well, I think my parents were super hard workers. My mom was like the biggest hustler I know. I mean, she worked, you know, a full job and took care of me and my sister. And it was just, she, blood, sweat, and tears into raising her family. And I think maybe that's ingrained in me. I was just taught to work hard by my mom and dad. Yeah. And I think working with Mike and J-Mac the last few years, it's like, we all have different skills. Like, I think J-Mac is like the sweetest. Yeah. He has like the family values, the Southern values. So when he meets people, you know, that's different than how I am. I'm a little bit more harsh and like, but we're all social. And I think what they've taught me is, as much as it is about talent, like you were saying before I came on, like I was just nodding over there. Like, yes, because you're talking about like, talent's important, but connecting dots is important too. And making your entrance into people's vicinity as easy as possible. Mm-hmm. So me suggesting, or whoever said it, J-Mac or Mike, like bring Dallas. It's like, well, because they're friends. So now it's just community. And I don't even live here.
Yes.
But it's like, it's making it easier for
That's embarrassing, by the way, for us. Like, we live here. We see each other all the time. We always forget to do it.
You guys are like actually friends. Yeah. I'm like, not
that's
here. Like,
that's how they be like, yo, how you know? How you know,
Ray? Exactly.
I was like, I don't know. I mean, and that's something I've learned from J-Mac and Mike, is just, it is about relationships. And a lot of times I think, you know, in the past, I wasn't this much of a hustler when I began my career, because I grew up in, you know, the early 2000s. And it was like, you know, you get discovered. Yeah. You're at the mall and someone comes up to you and they're like, oh, my God, you're such a good singer. I grew up idolizing Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Beyonce, Rihanna. In my head, these women were just, they were found.
Yep.
They were found out and then developed. And the truth is, the last few years, I was like, oh, just watching my peers on social media and how they're from here, they're just like me and then they're there. I was like, well, there's no one really to blame.
Yeah.
If I want this to go a certain way, it's on me. And I feel that fully and 100% now and for the last like year, but I didn't always.
Yeah.
And when I look at, like you said before, like the momentum that happens when you're just like hustling, it's crazy. Because you might not be doing something that's like a huge thing.
Yeah.
Like me self-booking these tiny little tours and there's five people there, but it's momentum because I'm putting out in the universe, this is what I want back.
Yes. I always tell artists, see, I like artists like you, because there's so many more levels we have to get through, right?
Yeah.
Like the weeds of songwriting, the weeds of like how to project your voice, when to go hard, like how to, like, it's almost like that's a hard thing. Then it's like performance. Then it's like, you know, the packaging. All those things are hard things that we have to discuss. But imagine how hard it is when I also got to tell you, man, fix your energy, man, sit up straight. You got to be, you know what I'm saying? So to me, I just want to give you props for that.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to celebrate you for that, because that's hard. Now, why you? And I'm going to tell you why I asked you that, right? There's 150,000 songs uploaded a day.
Oh, yeah.
There's tens of millions of people out here trying to be a singer. And you know, Dallas and I and Rick, we were all speaking earlier about how we're overwhelmed. Like, with like when I go to Spotify, sometimes I'm like, I want to hear something new, but let me just go back to my old playlist because I don't have time. Who are these people?
Oh, it's every crazy. Day.
And then
there's
it's like,
so
and now that it's all over the place, and they don't we don't talk enough about how moody, like rap needs like five categories, right? Like lyrical rap, like party rap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like moody rap, you know what I mean? Yep. And same with R&B. So sometimes you might go to an R&B playlist and then you'll hear some and they're like, what is this?
Yeah.
This ain't R&B, what is that?
Right. People by the moods.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the moods will be there. So when I talk to artists, I always say, why you? Like, if you ask, somebody ask me why your podcast compared to every other music podcast, my answer is simple. Nobody else is in the game that's doing it. Everybody else is talking about it, what I'm talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'm texting Sierra right now about records that we got coming out. Like I'm in the business and I also can talk about it. So that's kind of what I think my edge is, right?
Yeah.
I like to ask artists, why you? Why you? Why everybody watching and they like, it's 100 artists out there trying to do 100 million. Yeah. Why you?
And I mean, I get on social media and I'm like, oh my God. I mean, there's so many.
Yep.
There's so many fucking people.
Sure.
But I think I'm an amazing writer.
Gotcha.
I think in hip hop, like I love hip hop. I love rock music. I love country music. I love R&B music. I love pop music. I like everything. And I feel like, especially in hip hop, people are, they have like that cockiness. Like they're allowed to have that bravado and be like, this is what I do well. And this is what I do differently. I think I'm a fantastic songwriter. I think I'm a really good lyricist. I think I pick melodies out of thin air. And this is, I mean, a work in progress.
Yes.
Like I think in 10 years, I'll be a better writer than I am now, but I've studied it.
Yep.
And I've always innately been able to rhyme and put things together and move things around. And so I think that because I'm penning my own lyrics and like 99% of it is all me, like all my lyrics, all my melodies, and they're not perfect and they might not be
That's okay.
song of the year, but I think because it's coming from me, because Dallas said that once, because I was like, I'm working on this song. It's kind of like pop rock.
Yes.
And I'm over here, we're making this like R&B song with like a little key. And I'm like, what is this project? Like, what is this going to end up being? This was last year. And he was like, well, you're writing it. And you said that to me, and I've never forgotten it because you're the legend.
I was about to say, by the way, you know why I mess with Dallas? She's sitting next to a Hall of Fame songwriter. As she's talking, all I'm thinking to myself is, this dude wrote.
Literally, everything just like,
I want to say the lyric. He wrote, you're just like a pill. Yeah. Instead of making me better, you making me ill. Like, man. What?
Crazy.
And if that, I get goosebumps saying that, and she's sitting next to you saying, I'm a badass songwriter. I fuck with her. That takes balls. And by the way, and she's a woman. Fuck with her. That's so right. I want to ask you, I manage songwriters.
Yeah.
I understand. I don't think people understand how hard it is for songwriters. Because songwriters is not, if they're chefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not cooking up a one meal that everybody wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I made this song and 10 people sung it and I'm rich.
Yeah.
They got to cook up a meal that only you want.
Yeah.
Not only you want, they got to cook up a meal that only you want, that an audience of people are going to sing emotionally, whether they're crying or and that's what I'm telling you. Like, by the way, Dallas, that's one of thousands. But when I think about when I heard that song come out, I remember listening to it. And I remember she's telling, I'm like. And I was like, damn, man, like, she's really, like, man, like, them motherfuckers, like, who's these people in this room? So when I found out the people in the room was from College Park, you got to imagine how that makes me feel, how high I can fly. Yeah. So that's the two things you do. But to see you say that, that's incredible. I want to ask you now, how do you know?
I don't.
No.
I mean, I...
You cannot... I will not let you do that.
I love what I write. And it makes me happy. And it makes me feel seen. And I write the way I speak and the way I think. And all I know how to do is put that down. And I'm sure if there were 8 writers in the room, it would become something else. It could become something objectively better. It could become something that, I don't know, has... You know, I put down a verse and now the entire song is different. It's a better song, but... I know when I listen to my music, I'm like, that sounds like me.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Yes.
And so I also think, too, I mean, we were talking about earlier, like the economy of putting out music now. It's like, yeah, I'm putting out this EP. It's so important to me. I'm so excited about it. But also, then I can put out another song.
Yeah.
I can put out 7 songs next month if I want to. So the economy of putting out music, it's kind of like you're just throwing, like, you know, pots at the wall. Like, so it doesn't feel that high pressure to me now. But I don't know. I love my voice. I don't think I'm Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
I don't dance. Yeah. I don't act. I don't.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? I don't.
For sure.
Whatever it is I do. I'm not like the greatest on social media, but I give it 100%. But I think I can write songs well. And I think that if I didn't even like doing that, if there was nothing there that I was like, I'm really good at this and I feel the need to do this and I have to do this, I wouldn't still be doing this.
Yeah.
Because this is so hard.
Yeah.
Because this is the hardest job ever.
Yeah.
Doing all this shit.
I don't think it's hard. I think I assess people all day. You're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you why. Because most artists lose because they're trying to make music for an audience of people. Mm. It's like they're trying to give you what they want or they think you want. So they're like, man, I tried this, or I did an up-tempo, and it's like, but did you like it?
Yeah.
Like, did you like it? Like, is it for, because if you liked it and it's spoken like you and it's spoken for you, that means there has to be a million girls in this country just like you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That has to be that. Because what people don't understand about music is music is about how you as an artist digest emotion.
Yeah.
That's what music is about, right? So like Michael Jackson might say Human Nature, right? Or, you know, Prince will say Purple Rain. Like, what the hell is Purple Rain, right? Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, instead of saying, you know, like I need to fix myself, or like Michael Jackson says, I'm starting with the man in the mirror, right? That's how Prince might have said, Prince says when doves cry, right?
Yeah.
They
right.
all express the same emotions, whether it's happy, hurt, celebration, pain, whatever it is, they celebrate. And it's music is how you interpret it. So the most important thing you have to be is the most important thing any artist has to have is A&R direction.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the worst manager in the world. You can have the worst manager, the worst label, the worst everything. But if you have A&R direction, Beta Blue Digital is the first ever official hip-hop sync licensing company created. The platform is an alternative outlet for artists and producers to monetize their music outside of the traditional DSPs and the conventional music industry. It is 100% free. No subscription fees, no hidden fees. All submissions are non-exclusive. They currently have 7 partnerships and counting with other music publishing companies and more to come. They are in an aggressive expansion phase, so any and all music executives, music supervisors, major artists, major labels interested in jumping on board for opportunities, it's time to join the movement. Beta Blue Digital, let's go. You will win. You have a way better chance at winning because at least you know who you aiming for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather than throwing it in any part of the wall. Nah. Yeah. That's the wall that that's that little, I'ma just, and eventually you'll break through it. Most artists are experimenting. And I like that you said that. Who inspired you as a writer? Like, when I see, like when I meet songwriters, Dallas, this is a little secret. When I meet songwriters before, when they want to work with me, the first question I ask them is, who inspired them? It tells me everything I need to know. If they say Babyface, I know, like Ne-Yo was inspired by Babyface.
Of course.
You know it, right?
You hear it.
You feel what I'm trying to say? Yep. Dream was inspired by the LAs, the Faces, but he was also inspired by the Jay-Z's of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was also inspired by the, you know what I mean? You can hear it, right? So who inspired you to be a songwriter? Because being a songwriter and an artist is not the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. And I actually said this on Dallas's podcast last year. I grew up, I loved Carole King. I loved her and I related to her so much. I mean, as an adult, because my mom took me to see Beautiful on Broadway, which is like the show about Carole King. And she was just this girl from New York, and she wasn't a supermodel, and she wasn't, like, in her own words, I think she's an amazing singer. Yeah. But she was like, I that's not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But she sits down at the piano and writes songs and beautiful songs. And it could just be a piano and a melody and her lyrics. And that's a good song to me.
Yeah.
So people like that, people that really just in the back in the day, like with their instrument in hand, can just sit there and deliver something. I think that is really potent.
And not only that, this music is easy. I always tell artists, here's a songwriter hack. Take a song that you love. Like, so for first song pops in my head is My Girl, right? Yeah. I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month to make. Take that sentiment and say, how would you sing that? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Usher's version might be, I'll be your groupie, baby, because you are my super. It's the same concept with celebrating a woman, right?
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say? So, if you don't know what to write about, take what's working. Now, here's another little hack. If you don't know what to write about something that is the opposite of what you hate. So, let's say you like I gave an example, Lord, right?
Love.
Lord. Yeah. In the world of flexing and everybody being rich and everybody else, Lord comes out, we will never be royal.
Yeah.
Like she will, I'm not like y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is who I am. Even Alicia Cara, why am I doing here? I don't want to be here with these people. I'd rather be doing something with my people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Humans, music expresses how we feel as humans. And as long as you can express how more than you feel the way you do, you got a chance of a lifetime.
Please.
So I'm gonna ask you, so I want to hear one of your songs. Will you perform it for us?
Yeah.
All right, cool. About to perform it.
Camera rolling. 3, 2.
Hey, I'm Natalie Carr, and this is my song, NyQuil.
Drive through Wendy's by your house. Surprise you hit the number 7, baby, what the hell? When you couldn't sleep, I stayed up to rub your back. I don't even like affection like that. But fuck you, it's my birthday. Why'd you wanna leave me like that in the worst way? Why'd you promise shit you didn't mean it in the first place? Got me crazy crying anyway. Now I'm drinking NyQuil on the bathroom floor. I flushed down the curtain just to feel it raw. I wanted to be brave, yeah, really try to feel this, but I want no one near it, near it. You hung up on the chick before. I guess it's nothing new, but I still tried to ignore. When your best friend said that you found a good thing, it's been a whole year and you haven't sold the ring. But fuck you, it's my birthday. Why'd you wanna leave me like that in the worst way? You didn't mean it in the first place. Got me crazy crying anyway. Now I'm drinking NyQuil on the bathroom floor. I flushed down the curtain just to feel it raw. I wanted to be brave, yeah, really try to feel this, but I want no one near it, near it. Now I'm drinking NyQuil on the bathroom floor. I flushed down the Gucci just to feel it raw. I wanted to be brave, yeah, really try to feel this, but I want no one near, near. There's no one left for these feelings to go. I can't hide it, so I'm letting you know. It meant a whole lot to me, and I can't take it quietly, no. There's no one left for these feelings to go. I can't hide it, so I'm letting you know. It meant a whole lot to me, and I can't take it quietly. Now I'm drinking NyQuil on the bathroom floor. I flushed down the Gucci just to feel it raw. I wanted to be brave, yeah, really try to feel this, but I want no one near it, near it. Got me drinking NyQuil, NyQuil. 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 Got me drinking. And that was NyQuil.
Okay. Okay, you are a great songwriter.
Oh, thank you. That's
like,
crazy.
I always tell people, pop music is about concepts. Urban music is about lingo.
Yeah.
So what is the concept? So I love the concept NyQuil. I only have one critique.
Yeah.
I wish you blamed it on him. You said,
wow.
I'm drinking NyQuil, but I wish you would have said, or I'm on the floor drinking NyQuil, but I wish you would have said, you got me. You got me drinking NyQuil laying on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Make him take ownership of it, right? Now when a woman is listening to the song, she's thinking about, like, let me tell you a funny story.
Let me tell you a funny story.
This is how I learned the story. So I'm breaking up with a girl. This is my 05.
Oh.
Dallas. I'm breaking up with a girl. And we broke up. And I was the dog in a relationship, but I was also tired of a relationship. So she had, you know, you break up with somebody, you're like, get my stuff, right? So she's like, I'll give you your stuff if you sit in the car and listen to one song.
Oh.
Now, mind you, Dallas, I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm like, as a man, I'm like, what kind of extra shit is this? Like, just give me my stuff. She plays me Beyonce Resentment. Never heard the song before. And she sits in that car. I'm in the passenger seat. She's in the driver's seat. She got the door locked. She sits in the car, Dallas, and she plays a song for me. And the whole time, she's staring at me, and she's crying staring.
Oh. And you didn't get out. You can't get out.
I couldn't get out.
Locked.
I tried to show you. You better open the door. You owe me this. So she and she played me Resentment and she cried. And I'm talking about like, and I'm like, this is over with. I'm looking at her and she's just like,
you need to feel all that pain.
I need you. And by the way, that's when I figured out how powerful music was, especially to women.
Yep. Did you get back with her?
It taught me a lesson about the importance of. Cause you know when you hear a song like when I hear Luther Vandross Never Too Much, it's like that was just a vibe.
Yeah.
Oh my love, we just want to sing it. When you hear Frankie Beverly Before I Let Go, it just you make me. We don't really pay attention to what it is about. We just love the song, and she made me listen. And then she has a line where she says, "You gave her a piece of me, you gave her a part of me," and she's crying, and I'm like,
"Wow,
damn."
Damn.
I understood the power of songwriting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I hear NyQuil, I'm thinking, I don't know if it's the name of the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so when I'm hearing that song, I'm thinking, if a woman played that for me, she would make me own it.
Mm-hmm.
You got me drinking NyQuil laying on the floor. Like, you got me fucked up.
I do like that point.
Yeah.
Instead
of you, because you could be like, well, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what's funny, because when... being around in the studio with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... like, I'm the type that when I see people doing that thing, and I like, if I like something from you in the first place, I like to be able to admire it.
Yes.
When I heard NyQuil the first time, I was like, damn, really, that's clever. I like that, clever topic. It's like, she came to the studio one day with us, and I said, well, let's play some more stuff. I said, you got anything happy?
Yeah, he did too.
Yeah.
I said, because you're taking everything on you.
Yeah.
Like every, you know, you have this thing, so it's interesting you bring this point up.
Because
you're taking everything, not just NyQuil, it's other songs, but I'm like, okay, well, you know, you're taking a lot on this, so you're like, you know, you got a thing that you want to feel like this about instead?
Yeah.
Like,
you're right. No, yeah, because they're all
it's
sad.
It's all the same. They're sad, but she's right. She's the one taking the blame for it.
Because for me, how I look at it is, the way I look at music is a soundtrack to our lives, right? Yeah. And if you have a song that can play in a moment in our life, then you have a moment And basically, you have a moment, and you always have a relevant moment mm-hmm. in your life. So you might have like, I mean, I could think of thousands of songs where it was like, man, if I hear Luther Vandross dance with my father, my father's dead. I can't hear it without crying. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't hear it because I can't. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, of course.
And he's saying, all I want to do is
dance
one more time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. That's it. Put you there.
It puts you there. That's and right. to me, when I heard what you did, I'm like, ooh. You're really good.
That's crazy you said that.
You're really good.
It's crazy for you, but he knows that's what he does.
No, that's what I do. I told you. This I develop songwriters. So,
crazy.
So when I'm hearing songs and I'm like I know the difference between how one word can change the entire the entire part of
intent.
A song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, like what's it like what they said, Sean Garrett was telling a story about Sierra. The song was Cookies. Mm-hmm. I bet you want my cookies. And they was like, this song is terrible. This song's not good. Rewrite it. And they was like, but it's good. And then they changed the goodies. Yeah. Goodies changed
the whole
entire
everything.
Because it's
that's
cuter.
Crazy. It's, I didn't know that story.
Yes. It's, but here's what I'm trying to say. Because it is, this is the operating room. Mm-hmm. We in the studio.
Right.
That's why I want to do Artist Spotlight in here. This is the operating room. And just because you did something doesn't mean that you hit it on the head.
Yeah.
How can we, like, I remember when we picked Teron and those singers, we worked with Dr. Luke, and it was two songs that we tried to pick between. One was Makeup, and it was a bit, and by the way, it was typical Luke. I love it when we fight just to make up. And the other song was If I Got Locked Away. And I was like, that's the single. And Luke was like, how do you know? Because the other song had to smash. I said, because I felt that. Mm-hmm. I felt that. I, as a man, I wonder if I fell, would y'all still love me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why it works.
Yeah.
Compared to making up, I might not want to fuck after we make up. I might not be in a good mood. I bet you just took me down a whole rabbit hole.
I might need to process that.
Like, and you're like, let's make up. And I'm like, that was toxic for me. Yeah. But my point is that this is why I don't worry about my space in music. Mm-hmm. What we talk about right now. This is why I don't worry about it changing on me, because I'm like, a great lyric will always be AI. It'll be marketing. It'll be all of that shit. When Jimmy Iovine was on a plane and they was on their way to Vegas from LA, and then Will.i.am was on a plane, and Jimmy said, y'all guys, I got a feeling tonight's gonna be a good night. Will.i.am, I got a feeling. Woo! He's added a melody to
Gnarly.
It. That tonight's gonna be, and he got, I think Jimmy got
Jimmy
a piece.
I didn't know that was the origin. Is that really the origin?
That's a real origin story. Let me get another one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Artist in the studio. He in the studio. His engineer's on the phone. He tell his engineer, get off the phone. The studio costs money. The engineer was on the phone arguing with his girl. He's like, hey, man, hang up the phone. We got work to do. And the engineer was arguing with his wife. And he says, if you think you're lonely now, wait until tonight, bitch. Hung up the phone. Mm-hmm. He goes, what was that?
Yep.
That became a song.
Yeah.
Songwriting is the superpower that if you have as an artist, no one can take anything from you.
And a song, the best song usually just happened to you, to tell you the truth.
Happens.
And it's kind of hard for people to, they'll run away from their best song
mm-hmm.
because it actually strike their nerve in them.
Like,
you have to wear it on your sleeve. And like when you see a lot of people, whether it's Eminem, whether it's like when people really put their songs on their sleeve for real, it's hard for you, the whole world has to look at you and know your truth for real. So a lot of songwriters, 90% of artist songwriters, they'll give you close, but they're not going to push it over the edge enough that they have to really deal with their shit. And that's what producers, like I've worked with artists before, like I worked with the Sugar Babes in London. And they kept calling one of the girls ugly in the group. She was the cuter one, but they kept going at her. And London is hard. London, they'll be on the front page going, look at the ugly one, Mutia, right? So I went and wrote a song called Ugly and just told a story of when she was little, how people thought she looked strange. And now, so when I played her the song, it was an awkward moment because I'm like, okay, how is she going to take this shit? I just got tired of looking at the press and people kept saying she was ugly.
Yeah.
But I said, I'm gonna play this for you. If you don't want to sing it, I understand.
Yeah.
She started crying when she heard it. She said, no, I have to sing this.
Mm.
So, like, it's really hard to really wear your... A lot of songs, like even when Whitney Houston sung the I Will Always Love You, she sung it like it was hers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't. You believe that's how she felt
at
that time. So a lot of times it's up to the producer or the A&R person to really tell that push that person across the line. Say, no, this is it. Yeah. Let's push. You know, even when I did work with Pink, we had that problem in some cases because she said, whoa. I don't know if I can say that L.A. told me,
you'll be
the Britney
star.
Spears line and all that. Like, no, it's fine.
Yes.
You got to give him a nudge. Yeah.
But can I tell you something? Let me stop and give you the genius of that moment for everybody watching. That moment was the... What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holla at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are. We can help you with your business. Holla at us to get to YKTV. Rebranding, reestablishing of who Pink is right now.
Yeah.
Because she was an R&B singer. So if you don't, because mind you, when the artist goes from making R&B to making rock, the audience is like, what the fuck happened?
Right. Yep.
What is happening? And you can't say, that's who I really am. Because that was like, well, then who was that that we bought into? Yeah. So when she goes, L.A. told me I'll be a pop star. All I got to change is everything that I am. It's like,
yeah,
I loved her at that. I always liked Pink, but I loved her because it also felt like a woman taking control of her own narrative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to me, when songwriting is a superpower that every artist must have, that you have, and I like that you said NyQuil, right? And only thing I will also tell you is, and this is like a cheat code in records, always give us the hook in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's a members of the hook. I don't care if it's he got me drinking NyQuil, boy. I don't care what it is, but give me something in the beginning that lets me know the hook. Because the only reason why we know songs are a hook because we hear it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I heard that lyric again, so that has to be the hook.
Yeah.
So why not program us from the beginning to give the hook in the beginning, a piece of it. Maybe it's a stripped down version. Let the beat drop, go into the song. Then the hook comes again. Now I'm singing it.
That's cool.
Because I heard it already. Heard it so time. Now, because music is about programming. It's like all you're doing, music should feel like a song. I mean, a song should feel like a circle. Like, okay, it's like a ride. Like, oh, I'm here. That again. You know, that's what a song must feel like.
I like that.
But these artists have so much ADHD that they're, being honest with you, ADHD that they're fucking up because they're getting bored.
They're getting bored.
Like, I tell people, I'm like, and last thing I'm going to say, because obviously we have to wrap up, but like, I always tell people, I'm like, I said Chris Brown is a better dancer than Michael Jackson, right? People got pissed. But the reason why I know that is because if you look at Mike's videos, Mike was perfect because Mike did the same moves.
Right.
So guess what? So watch this. We can play Beat It. We know the march of the move. You know the moves, right? You know the moves in the song because he did it over and over again. That's what made him bigger.
Yeah.
Chris Brown can dance better, but he. So if you look at terms of music, when he does the hook on the first hook, it's different. When the dance movie's doing the first hook, it's different than the dance movie does on the second hook. Telling us we can't do you?
But see, that's why people were saying to you that Michael's better because they understood his routine.
That's why I said Michael was perfect, but Chris is a better dancer because he has no limits.
Yep.
And I think that also hurts him. It's like, you know how this is. Yeah. We meet talent that can do it all. They want to do it all.
Okay.
The most talent has to be disciplined to say that's not time. Like it's like us with Art of Spotlight. We've shot probably 30 episodes. We in a new room now. We had to get that shit together first before we start stepping out trying to figure out that's how to add more. And then it comes off ADHD. So now when the audience watches now, they're gonna be like, well, what is Ray doing now? Because that's not the blue couch.
Right. Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
Oh, it is different. Because it is different. So when I talk to you, so I'm talking to you, I'm telling you like. You say you're bad at social media. Last piece of advice. You're great at social media.
Oh yeah, I love it now, but it's been a journey. It's like exactly what you said. It's like practicing.
But what I'm saying is that we're shooting content for social media right now.
Yeah.
Those clips of you saying I'm a writer. I'm serious. Those are the clips that it's messaging, bro. Like it's messaging. Mm-hmm. Music is about messaging. Who are you? When you love Beyonce, Beyonce said if you love me, then you should put a ring on it. Right? When you love Adele, Adele says, go easy on me. Yeah. Please go easy on me. Because I'm a gentle soul. I've been hurt. You know, same sentiment.
Same sentiment.
Treat me good. It's just one is saying, give me a ring, and one is saying, please don't, please go easy on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same sentiment.
Yeah.
That's why they work.
Yeah.
That's right.
You got it.
Thanks, Ray.
I just want to tell you that, like, and I would, and you know, we'd be ripping people, we'd be going in on here.
We'd love to have it.
No,
we'd
love to have
it. That's why our spotlight is, because so many people want to be on the show, interview me, interview me. I'm like, no one knows you.
Yeah.
What am I going to talk about? Let's talk about you. Yeah. Let's talk about you and your plan, because this is a speech to the audience saying, this is why you should mess with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what artists don't understand.
Yeah.
They're so worried about how it looks. They don't understand that social media, though, we have a partnership with a coffee company now, because I drunk coffee on my page.
Literally.
For the first time, I was like, oh, this shit tastes like, it tastes like sour hot chocolate. And it went, and people was, yeah, I never taste coffee. I smoked weed for the first time on my show. We doing a partnership with a weed. Like, I'm telling you,
I gotta circle back to that one.
I spoke with Wiz Khalifa on the show, but that's my point. I understand my role.
Yeah.
I understand that it's better to do it on camera than it is off camera, because on camera you can monetize if it goes crazy.
Literally,
now we have a strand of weed coming, the goat, the underdog, and motherfucking God. Yeah, that came from me smoking weed on the show.
Y'all let me know when those get
hey Dallas, I got you.
You know it, absolutely.
So look, I just want to say, man, shout out to our sponsor, Two Loss, and shout out to today's sponsor,
Ape Water.
This is Dallas Austin's company. I think we're going to work out something. He's going to be the sponsor going forward, our water sponsor.
Yeah,
but shout out to you guys for watching. And I would say also shout out to you for being dope.
Yep.
And shout out to you for not giving yourself an excuse.
Thank you.
Shout out to you and your team for not giving yourself an excuse.
Yes.
For not giving yourself, for not finding a reason not to do it, and showing up for you.
Life is short.
This is about you.
You.
Yep.
If you don't work, this don't work.
Yep.
This is about you. So you have to show up way more than all of us do.
That's right.
So shout out to you for that.
I'm gonna get a shout out to Fourth Quarter too. That's the Fourth Quarter is one of our labels that we distribute. That's how I know Natalie actually is, because they have Focus, they have Natalie, they have Nick. So they have an actual label. They're one of our label partners. So that's even more impressive.
The importance of team.
That's right.
And artists, you need a team. You be thinking y'all need a team, but
you need
one.
A team. You cannot do it by yourself.
By the way, I got a new team now, and my shit is way different. We shooting in another room.
Yep.
I've been wanting to shoot another room for fucking 7 months. Now we shoot another room. Because you got a team.
You got to have a team.
I love my team, and I want to tell them thank you. And I see you, how you treat with your team, and I just want to tell you, I love that. And this ain't the first time we going to do something together, because I already know you on your way.
That's the coolest endorsement ever.
Put that on the internet. Clip, put on the internet and say, did he tell you were great? Because this guy's talking about ours. That's how, you got to use it.
I'm going to use it.
Politics.
Right.
Don't think when Donald Trump don't come out on Sunday, he ain't bringing that lady who husband got murdered or somebody from the family.
Everything, yes.
Because they understand. Every opportunity is a tool.
You saw the thing is, people now have ear bandages now.
They're walking
around looking like.
We ain't gonna spend all the spotlight talking about Donald Trump. This is all the spotlight. We are out. We'll talk later on camera.
Stop. Before you consider taking drastic measures to lose weight, like GLP-1 injections, consider Golo. Golo's release is easier than injections and fad diets. No need to jump through insurance hoops. It's simple. You take one release supplement with each meal. Golo's release supplement contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals that target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. With Golo, you follow the Golo for Life plan, where you'll safely and effectively control sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, allowing you to feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. With Golo, you get an effective and affordable weight loss solution that's clinically proven. Because controlling glucose, maintaining healthy insulin levels, and saying goodbye to starvation dieting is the secret to lasting weight loss and wellness. Visit Golo.com to get started today. That's Golo.com. Go to Golo.com to join the 5 million people who have switched to Golo as a better way to lose weight. Visit Golo.com today.